listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today I want to read to you from 1 Samuel chapter 15 and talk to you about the sacrifice that pleases God. So here we go, 1 Samuel chapter 15, verses 22 and 23. Then Samuel said, "Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry. Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he also has rejected you from being king." King Saul had directly disobeyed God's command, and then he made excuses when the prophet Samuel confronted him. Samuel explained why the king's disobedience was so serious to God. He said, "Has the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to heed than the fat of rams." What Samuel meant by this was that religious observance without obedience in the life, it's empty before God. Someone could make 1,000 animal sacrifices unto God. They could work 1,000 hours for God's service or give millions of dollars to his work. But all of these sacrifices would mean little if there was not a surrendered heart to God shown by simple, not perfect, but simple obedience. When King Saul offered a sacrifice, it was the flesh of another creature. What God wanted was the sacrifice of obedience, offering his own will to God. Samuel said, "For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry." A rebellious, stubborn heart rejects God just as someone rejects God by their occult practices or their idolatry. Saul's problem wasn't just that he neglected some ceremony. That was how Saul thought of obedience to God. But religious observance was not Saul's problem. The problem was that his heart became rebellious and stubborn against God. Real worship begins with the surrender of the will. Then the word came to Saul. "Because you have rejected the word of the Lord, he also has rejected you from being king." In his empty religious practice, rebellion, and stubbornness against God, Saul rejected God's word. So God rightly rejected him as king over Israel. So Saul was rejected from the throne. Yet it would be almost 25 years before there was another king crowned in Israel. Saul's rejection was final, but not immediate. God used more than 15 years to train up the right replacement for Saul. It would be easy to ask, why was Saul rejected as king because he spared a king and a few sheep and oxen? Later kings of Israel would do what seemed to be far worse, and they were not rejected as king. Why was God so tough on Saul? But it's good for this reason. God saw Saul's heart, and he saw how rebellious and stubborn it was. Saul's condition was like an iceberg. What was visible might be a manageable size, but there was far more under the surface that couldn't be seen. God could see it. Today, pray that God moves you to give him a surrendered will, which is far better than any religious sacrifice that you could make.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.